AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says he's had productive conversations with Minnesota's Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey over his immigration crackdown. This after the second fatal shooting of a protester by federal agents this month. And Ed Donahue reports.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents.
Calling law enforcement names like Gestapo or using the term kidnapping. That is a choice that is made. There are actions and consequences that come from those choices.
Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs
NATO
enforcement
Secretary General
operations.
Mark Rutte has told EU lawmakers Europe cannot defend itself without U.S. military support, saying Europe would need to more than double military spending. U.S.-based activists say Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests has now killed more than 6,000 people, and many more are feared dead. Iran's government has put the death toll at more than 3,000. Israel has recovered the remains of the last hostage in Gaza. Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military launched a frantic search for the body of policeman Ron Gavili on Sunday in northern Gaza. Gavili had become a well-known name in recent weeks. He was widely seen in Israel as a hero for dying in battle on October 7th. The return of his body should clear the way for Israel and Hamas to move forward with the U.S.-brokered ceasefire.
This is AP News. That winter storm left hundreds of thousands without power and now in dangerous cold. But Sagamagani reports...
The massive winter storm did provide some chances for fun. On the famed Rocky Steps in Philadelphia.
My dad told me that this is a bucket list activity. I've never done it before.
While in New York, Joel Aloma caught Olympic champ Shaun White pulling off snowboard tricks. Here outside the nation's capital, schools were closed, sleds were out. It was a good day for kids. For parents, though, there was still work to do, like chipping ice off windshields. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.